Monarch butterflies are one of the most iconic wildlife species in America. We all grew up seeing them flying around in our gardens, these big black and orange butterflies. Unfortunately, in the last 20 years, the monarch butterfly population has plummeted by almost 90%. And the reason for that is that we have gotten really good at destroying their habitats, specifically the host plants that their caterpillars need to eat in order to survive. And that host plant is milkweed. So we've removed it from our, you know, from the urban and the suburban landscape. You know, agriculture has turned a lot of our native grasslands where this milkweed grows and that where the monarchs need it when they're migrating north in the spring. And as a result, the population has gone down. There are other factors, pesticides, habitat destruction down in Mexico where they overwinter. But the big thing here in America is the loss of the milkweed plant.
Wow. Okay. Tell us about their migration from up north and why Interstate 35, which runs right through the heart of Iowa, why that plays an important part.
One of the things that's most fascinating about monarch butterflies is that they're one of the few migratory insects. The eastern population, that's basically everything east of the Rockies all the way up into southern Canada. All the monarch butterflies every year migrate down to just a few spots down in Mexico, outside of Mexico City. They fly thousands of miles. It's an incredible journey. And then they overwinter down there, and then in the spring, they start flying north again. They make it as far as Texas, where the first milkweed plants grow. They mate, they lay eggs on that milkweed, and that generation dies. It takes several generations of the butterflies of repeating that cycle to basically refill in the rest of the eastern half of North America. And again, the milkweed plant is critical. If they can't lay their eggs on milkweed, they can't complete their life cycle. And so the I-35 corridor is particularly important because that's the flyway that the butterflies use when they come back up from Mexico. And it's from that flyway, from Texas all the way up to Minnesota, that they basically go up and then use as their launching pad to refill the rest of the eastern half of North America. And so, you know, that it's particularly important that we have really good populations of milkweed plants as well as nectar plants for the adult butterflies to feed on in that I-35 corridor.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, the National Wildlife Federation, along with the Fish and Wildlife Service, have worked together to help preserve habitat. Tell us a little bit about that, if you could.
The National Wildlife Federation has made monarch conservation a priority, and we've partnered with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and many other organizations to really kind of pool our resources so that we can get the message out that monarchs are in trouble. And the really great part of that message is that everybody can get involved. Each of us can do something good for monarchs by planting milkweed in our yards, and I'll tell you, milkweed has a little bit of a PR problem because it's got weed in the name, and you know a lot of people have this impression that you know it's this sort of monstrous weed that's going to overtake their gardens. Not true. There's 76 species of milkweeds that are native to North America, and many of them are absolutely beautiful wildflowers, and some of them are actually commercially available. You can go down to your nursery and buy some things like swamp milkweed or butterfly milkweed. So you know the great thing about this campaign that the National Wildlife Federation is doing is that it's something that everybody can get involved in. You plant milkweed, you plant nectar plants, don't use insecticides in your yard or your garden, which of course will kill butterflies because they're insects. And it's as simple as that. We've launched a campaign called the Butterfly Heroes Campaign. And this is all about getting people involved in a kind of fun way, especially kids. You know, we want kids to get involved in conservation. And we're working with Subaru. They're our supporter for this through their Subaru Loves the Earth initiative. And it's as simple as this. If you go to our website, just Google Butterfly Heroes. It's the first thing that comes up. You can take a picture of yourself making the international sign language sign for butterfly. And then you can share that on social media. When you do that, we're going to send you a free butterfly garden starter kit that has seeds of milkweed or nectar plants, and we'll mail it out to you with instructions on how to plant it so you can create your own monarch butterfly habitat right in your own yard or garden space.
Wow, that is that's great. That's a great idea. David, anything else we need to know about this program or about the monarch butterflies in general before I let you go?
What it boils down to is that we each have an opportunity to make a difference for this wonderful butterfly species that has significantly declined. And if you participate in the Butterfly Heroes campaign, the National Wildlife Federation is going to send you a butterfly starter kit, and it's going to make it super simple for you to get involved and make a difference.
Hey, David, thank you for letting us know about this.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.